Today's daf is daf zayin. Yesterday we were in the middle of the sugya about the halacha of bitul. We said you can't be mevatel achas man bitulah, and we said you can't even be mevatel to be metake in the din of bitul at the beginning of the sixth hour when the person is being eisik and sreifat chametz, because once there's an issur d'rabbanan, there's already no ability to exercise ba'alut. We brought a raya from the fact that at such a time to be mekadesh an isha with chametz wouldn't work, or according to Tosfos, we brought a raya that to be mekadesh an isha with chametz d'rabbanan, which is chametz nukshe, wouldn't work, which is basically the same raya. How exactly that's true is not so clear from the books we've shown him. Some learn because it's a getter of hefker bez din hefker, the issur d'rabbanan. Others learn that it's begetter kolon mekadesh adai to rabbanan mekadesh. It's according to the rabbanan, it's no longer considered to be money, therefore it's not illusion. Minyaraisa as well. Others learn that once the rabbanan asks for something b'hana'ah, it's considered to be useless and therefore loses all of its monetary value. But in any event, we see that you're not able to exercise balut over it. Ask the Gemara today. We're now six lines down here. Ulebatar yisrael lo matzim mevatelay. Are you saying therefore that once the chametz is asur, it's no longer possible to be mevatelay? Tell the chametz. V'hatanya haya yoshev b'beit ha-midrash v'nizkar sheyesh chametz b'toch ha-beito. Somebody's sitting in the beit midrash, all of a sudden he remembers he's got a cake baking in the oven there. So mevatlo b'libo, this is probably where the expression comes from now. Whoops, I left cake baking in the oven. It's the only book in the Gemara for him. So if it's Shabbos, or if it's Yontif, Shabbos or Yontif, that's interesting. You should be a Mevatel B'libo. Now, Shabbos, I can understand. I mean, Bishleim is Shabbat, and Mashkachet, like a Gon Shechal Arba Asal, you'll be Shabbat, fine. There, if Pesach could be a Shabbat. And the Yom Tov, the only Yom Tov I know that comes out around Pesach is Pesach, in which case the Chametz is already Asur, and it's saying that he should be Mevatel the Chametz. But if that, according to you, you can't be Mevatel Chametz once it's Asur. So by definition, this whole thing breaks down. And if you can be Mevatel Chametz, if it's already Asur, then what's the answer to why we're not metakein the bitul chametz at the time that you're going out to burn it? Omer Avachar by Yaakov, you missed the case. The case over here is that he's got a cake baking in the oven. The case is that he left the dough at home and forgot to put it in the oven, so that now it's not going to be matzah, it's going to be chometz by the time he gets home, but it hasn't turned into chometz yet. So you'll say, let him run home. He can't run home, because he's sitting in front of his rab in the middle of the class. What's he supposed to do? So he's a Talmud Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo, which was why it says, Haya Yoshev Bebeit HaMidrash, which otherwise is idiotic. What does that have to do with anything? It could say anything. So since he's now Yoshev Lifnei Rabbo, he remembers that he made a dough and didn't yet put it into the oven. Shematachmitz is afraid, rather, that it's going to become chametz before he gets home. Then he can be mevatel it now before it becomes chametz. In other words, now it's still in his rishus. So he could say, oh, that dough is gah for the alma. No interest in that. And therefore, it should be bottled. Now it's in his rishus. So therefore, by the time it comes chametz, it's not chametz in his rishus. This has got to be the pshat, by the way, because they can. What does that have to do? What do you mean he's Yoshev B'toch Beit HaMidrash? What else is he supposed to be doing anyway? I mean, it's talking about here that he can't really do something about it, right? So then what's Yoshev B'Beit HaMidrash? That's what he's supposed to do. He's supposed to be Mashbik B'Libo. Whatever it is, he can only be Mashbik B'Libo. So why does it, and if he wasn't in the Beit HaMidrash, what would he do? He can't be Mavayer. So therefore, it was Mashbik B'Libo. That has got to mean if he's Yoshev B'Beit HaMidrash and he could have done something, if not for the fact that it was Yoshev Beit HaMidrash. Namely, he could have baked his matzah. But now that he's in the Beit HaMidrash, he can't get home now in time to bake his matzah. Therefore, he should be mevatel.
But this was to be a raya that he can mevatel chumetz already in his reshus, right?
It isn't the original raya.
Right.
Original raya was that even after it's usher, he could still be mevatel.
But over here, this over here, it's not chumetz, so the fact that he can mevatel it before it gets to chumetz, how does it prove the other point?
That's the answer, that it can't be proven.
But in other words,
that's our solution. You thought you could prove from here that you could be mevatel. No, it's not talking about chametz.
So you can't mevatel.
You cannot be mevatel chametz. That's the point. We stick with our original. With our original pshat, by the way, there are many who bring a raya here against the sheet of the Rush, the famous sheet of the Rush. Once you megalgel the isa, then it'll become chametz immediately if you're not Isaac in it. This guy's obviously megalgel the isa, and he's sitting in shir, and he's just thinking, well, gee, I can't get home in time. What does in time mean? So obviously, he wasn't going to turn into chametz instantly. Yeah. The Ramban originally changed his mind after, but the Ramban originally says he used to actually bake his matzahs in a house that was about 10 houses away from the place where they had been. So obviously, and there was no Asik being done with the matzah, so obviously there was no chashash that would be in this chametz. it's miyad. This is one of the interesting rites.
Did he
what?
That he's sitting
in the basement. It's a kavod rabbi. He's going to jump up in the middle of shiur and leave.
Never happens here.
Do I hear nimot of sarcasm?
Hello?
Hello? Omar Rabba Baravuna Omar Rab. Apache Ipsha. You find here in your bread drawer, which has now become your matzah drawer, so you've got a pile of bread, and there's bread in there. Well, I mean, you can't tell if it's bread, obviously, in those days, the difference between the matzah and the bread, it's all the same, it's pita. But the point is that the pot, in this case, was all covered with mold, which makes you very suspicious. So, as we'll see, that's the case. Given you're up to matzah, as long as you've got a roll of matzah, it's all right. So, what are you talking about? If you know that this is chametz she'ipsha, what do you mean it's all right? Ki rovta matzah mayav, instead. Who cares how much matzah there is? Ela delo yadina, but in other words, you're finding a suspicious piece of pita. You don't know if it's chametz or matzah, but you're wondering, how did it get to be so me'upash? So then, what does it have to do with rovta matzah? And if not, I mean, you just say, whether you have the rov of matzah, you don't have the rov of matzah, isn't the rule that we always go according to the latest usage? We assume that something is there from the latest time that something was used. I'm neither getting again. I can't believe it. So why don't we simply go to that the latest use? Is there not a klal milotzna that if you find money, ma'ot shenim tzu'u lifnei socharei behima, lo'olam ma'aser? Here the case is somebody comes to Yerushalayim. Normally, when you buy behemot in Yerushalayim, you're using your kesef ma'aser. And if it drops out of your pocket in front of the store seller, then it's kesef ma'aser, it was found on the floor. Most of the ma'aser money would be used to buy meat. That meat was usually by the shlamim, it would have been a shlamim, and then they would exchange it here for their kesef ma'aser. So if you find that money in front of the socharei be'ima, that's lo'olam ma'aser. Always has a chazaka on it, it's definitely ma'aser. As Tosis points out, you can have 20 people standing in front of an animal seller who's auctioning off one animal, and all of them are all because of ma'aser. So to say, well, maybe it fell from the seller, I mean, take a look how many more buyers there are than the seller. So Mamele, there you definitely should assume it's ma'aser. If the money is in the harabayit, yes, it does, but how do you know it didn't fall from him? Yes, it means in front of, but still, how do you know it doesn't fall from him? Okay, you're going to absolutely be koveyed that way, right? I mean, we could say most of the money here is for his money, not the other people's money. He's got $20,000 from all of the past purchases. Okay, it is. You're not changing anything. It is. It was, and it still is. But nonetheless, it's just an indication. There still is the shaila of where the money falls from, right? If you have a rove of the money there, you think that you would go over there? Fine. So if it's Har HaBayit, then it's always considered to be chulin. Tosef says, first of all, what's money doing in Har HaBayit since you're not allowed to go into Har HaBayit with your wallet? Where did this money come from exactly? So he says that the halakha of not going in with your wallet, it's only when it's Bifar Hesyan. It's only when you're wearing a fanny belt, which would normally keep your money. But it doesn't mean it's usher to have money in the Har HaBayit. So over here, even though you're in Yerushalayim, it's all Meiser money, but once you're past that stage, which you already have your behemot and so on, so there we're going to say that we're talking about most of the year. Most of the year it would be a chulin. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure there would be no akpara on putting in your money that was miyufet for this, but this smash that you're carrying around your own money, saying that it's chulin. I mean, if you're telling me that the money that's there is brought there for purposes of paying your shkolim and so on, then I would understand, but then you certainly shouldn't say it's chulin. This means it's stuff. People carry around their money. Otherwise, why would it be chulin? I think that's what's bothering Tosef. So it was over here, you're saying, here we're talking, this is talking about B'shas HaRegel. So in Yerushalayim, everybody's here bringing up their meiser from the whole year, I understand. But even though it's beregel, but in the Har HaBayit itself, then we don't have any suffix that it's anything but chulin. Why? Because most of the year, people are just going to have chulin money. It's only during the regal. So you'll say, so why exactly don't we go now according to the last usage in Harabayat as well? But during the regal, people would also have Maaser money on them. Because in the Harabayat, there's no sweeping that's done. Harabayat was exposed. You don't go in wearing your shoes. You don't go in Ba'abat Sha'ar Raglecha. So it's a very clean area. And it wasn't a minute to go spraying it down and cleaning it off, as opposed to Yerushalayim itself, where they used to clean it all the time, as we'll see. And therefore, whatever you find is the last thing that was used, undoubtedly. So if it's Yerushalayim, B'Sha'at HaRegel, then it's Maaser. B'Sha'ar Yemot HaShana, then it's Chulin. And Rav Shmaya Bar Zeira explained that the reason for that is Ha'ol v'shukei Yerushalayim asuyin l'itkabed b'kol yom. So since every day they would go through cleaning up the shul, then that means that anything that had been there the day before was probably swept away. And what you have now is the most recent usage. And therefore, the assumption is that if it's during the regal, it's Maaser. And if not, then it's not people that were walking that live in Yerushalayim. Now, by extension, we should say that since definitely your bread box is asri l'itkabed l'itnei Pesach, I should hope. So then whatever is in your bread box is matzah. And what do we... By the way, when I say bread box, I don't literally mean bread boxes. Certain things that are used all the time for intense chametz use, we don't use on Pesach anyway. But the area where you put, it wouldn't be an areva, but an area where you stored bread, let's say, in your pantry. So we should assume, alma aminan, kamoy kamoy asle, the original material that was here in the case of Yerushalayim, ma'ot ma'aser during the regal. Or in the case of our Pesach, the old bread that was in the pantry. So that's gone. As I could do with rove, let's do with latest. Why should we have a chashash that the pot is not matzah? I understand. Isn't that the whole point? The point is you found a moldy piece of bread. You're thinking to yourself, I mean, this sure don't look like it came from Pesach. So then you have your suspicions that this is from before Pesach. And I understand. So then make up your mind. If you're telling me that the mold is what makes you think that it's not matzah, what difference does it make how much other matzah there is here? You're making me crazy over here. First, I thought it was a dinner robe. I don't know what you were thinking, Bittelberov, whatever. I mean, that didn't make any sense. So then you told me it was a question of determining which it was. So I said, okay, so go now according to the last one. He said, well, I would have gone according to the last one. The problem is that it's so moldy. So now why am I not saying that it's chametz? What's not communicated to me? How much matzah there is? On my rabba, there isn't any difference how much matzah there is. When it says ripta matzah, it doesn't mean it's a lot of matzah. We're not trying to go according to Rov. We mean ripta yemei matzah. In other words, it's already deep into Pesach. Understand? So then if it's deep into Pesach, then why are you suspicious? So Yachib Shita, but why in the world should I think that a moldy piece of matzah is from before Pesach? Well, I mean, the thing over here is like this. It's very moldy. So it's very moldy. So now you can think to yourself like this. Ma'al detayim akim nepushim uruba iglayim milta davada chametz ma'aliyahu. This seems to be a good kosher piece of chometz, and it's chometz ma'aliyah. So it's definitely from before Pesach. So kamashlan, everyone's come to tell me that if you have any grounds, yeah, that's, it was a lot of matzah. Given shirobu, you made matzah. Well, you know what? We say maybe what you did is every day you brought fresh matzah. The matzah was warm. The warmth encouraged the growth of the mold. So it looks like it's very old bread because Pesach, everybody's always baking new, fresh matzah. So because of that, maybe that's why Kol Yuma V'Yuma Na'ama Chamima Afa V'Shad Eluya V'If Shatvei. Since during Pesach you put a lot of warm mats on it, so now you got a lot of mold. Maybe that's the point. Problem is, Chomets B'Pesach is usually viewed as a problem.
That's why it's moldy. It's not very much. You're going to burn it anyway. It's much bread.
Cut off the mold, exactly. By the way, the Rabbeinu Chananu, basically the Rabbeinu Chananu says, of course, we're not being semech on this to eat it. We're only being semech on this as far as chomet shavala v'pesach. And the Mishnah Berurah says that, I mean, the kol divrei Rabbeinu Chananu and medivrei Kabbalah. I mean, this is the way he learned, this way he was mekabelah already from many generations before, even though it's not mash, but this way in the sunya. But that's how he passed him. So you don't be semech on this on the Yisrael Rabbon and of Chomer Shavala V'Pesach. What do you mean? It's good
penicillin.
It's good French cheese bread. What do you want?
Is that penicillin coming off the bread roll?
If it's kosher and Pesach penicillin.
But that's what penicillin is.
What's the shortest period mold can form?
Overnight. 2 days.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai, let us continue. asks the Gemara, Umiyaz Linam Bata Bata, so now you've come out with a yesod that normally we would view the last usage as being definitive. Since something is cleaned, you have a right to assume that what you find in it now is from the most recent usage. Problem is that Atani Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Teiva Shenishtamshu Ba'Ma'ot Chulim U'Ma'ot Ma'aser, if you've got a box that has been used for both chulin money and for ma'aser money, so then it depends, you go according to the rov. Im rov chulin chulin, im rov ma'aser, ma'aser. So now it appears over here that you go according to rov, but not according to your most recent use. Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, what makes you think that there was a recent use? Doesn't mean, I mean, obviously our assumption was you're not going to put most chulin in the same box. So it must mean that you used it subsequently. One, whatever one was first, whatever was second, and you're saying nonetheless go according to the rov. Why is that true? Since according to you, we should go according to the most recent use. So you just say, whatever is most recent is what is assumed to be in there. Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no, the case is that indeed they were being used at the same time. So in your duas, he learns enafinami. I used it for both. Sorry, I skipped. From Nachman Bar Yitzchak's shot doesn't change our assumption. Your assumption is correct, except we don't know which one we used first, which one we used last. And that's, in that case, you have a right to go according to the rov. Rabbi Zvid says, no, you don't. It could only work out to go to nishtamshu bo tzivurin tzivurin. You used it at the same time. You had a pile of chulin, let's say, on the right side, a pile of meiser on the left side, and now there's a piece, the money that you found, not in the pile. So over there, you go according to Rav. Rav Papa Omer, to go nishtakach beguma. It's talking about over here that you found a coin that was caught in a corner somewhere where it wasn't noticed, in which case you can't assume that over there it was taken out the first time, because you see now that it was caught. Probably wasn't noticed. So then he's saying, there, since you can't be relying on the Batr Batra, so if the Batra was chulin, you can't be sure, nonetheless, that it's chulin. Over there, you go according to Rav.
Once they've used the money to buy whatever they bought,
then it becomes chulin. On the side of the seller, it's chulin.
So eventually, all the money will become, most of the money will become chulin.
No, the question is, since it's not on the side of the seller, we're assuming it dropped from the buyer. And we've got a lot of buyers. Omer Rav Yehuda, habodek tzarich sheyivarech. When you're about to do your bedika, you make a bracha. Mind the varech, what should your bracha be? Rav Papi Omer Mishmei Derava Leva'er Chametz. Because the beginning of the bi'ur is the search, which leads to the bi'ur, whether in terms of actual burning or whether in terms of the hashbata b'lev, which we're also about to do. So before beginning the onset of the mitzvah, you say levayer chametz. Rav Papa Amar Mishmei B'Rava, al bi'ur chametz. So now the question, of course, this becomes now a massive issue for almost all bracha. Do you say al x or li x? As we know, we do both. Depends. I mean, you can put on your tefillin and you say, La niyat tefillin, and then if you're minagis to make two brachot, if you spoke in between, when you go to put on your shalrosh, all of a sudden it turns into al. It's not tefillin. Now, how did that happen? You're having one mitzvah, you've got both brachot, the li and the al. And of course, we know across the board. I mean, it could drive you crazy. It's al metilat yadayim. Is it likboa mezuzah? Al kviyut mezuzah? What's going on? So which one do we say? Here's a good place to start. So do we say li va'er chametz, or do we say al bi'ur chametz? So, the use of the word liva'er seems to certainly be okay to make a bracha with, because it means that I am about to do. It's a reference to the future. The question seems to be, kiplige be'al bi'ur. Can I use the wording al something, or does al something mean on the idea that is already done? True, it certainly could include elements of the future, because it's a concept. But it's not primarily future-oriented. So, that's a Tosfos expense, because otherwise how could we ever use al b'yur if it's not mashmah l'chol l'atid? Definitely, there are things that we say al. So, mar sabar mikor mashmah. So, the man, the Omar, who says al b'yur, he holds al biur would be mashma that which was done, and I didn't do it. I mean, so how can I use the lashon of al biur? Therefore, use levayer. Umar savar lehaba mashma. Or the other man, the Omer holds it's mashmal haba. Now at this point it would seem that the man diomar holds that it's mashmal haba is allowing you to use the al. Not saying you have to use the al, but that we have a broader option for brachot. Mecha. Baruch Hashem kedeshanu b'mitzvotav etzivanu al hamila. Now if you say al hamila, then obviously al has got to mean that I'm about to do. So why can't we say al biur? Well, I mean, atam hefti neima. What is he supposed to say? Neima lamul, what should he say? To do the mila? Well, the male should say to do the mila. Why does he have to do the mila? He doesn't have a mitzvah to do the mila. The mila has to be done, but why by him? I mean, it could be another male. You're telling me that the guy who happens to be the male in the city, see, he should make always a bracha. God commanded me to be mal. But the guy's getting a little bit of a complex over here. I mean, he has no mitzvah specifically, so obviously I say al hamila, which is a general concept. So as Tosis points out, but still you can't say al hamila when you haven't done it, you're about to do it, unless al includes what I'm about to do. Certainly it includes what I'm about to do. So lo sagi delav iu mayo, but he's dafka, it wouldn't be good if it wasn't him, so you should just say on the mila. So what are you going to do if it's the avia ben who's doing the mila? So why does he say al? He does have a mitzvah to do the mila. So maybe the avia ben should say lamul. Who says the avia ben says al hamila? The mayo says al hamila. If the avia ben is the mayo, then maybe he should say lamul. What about the mitzvah, the bracha, tifus, tosis, brings? What about the other bracha? Lehachniso b'vrito shel Avraham Avinu. So there, lehachniso b'vrito, apparently should be said before, because I'm talking about, you said le definitely means that I'm about to do. So then why aren't we might make it before? He says, the male says al hamila. And then the father says, lehachniso b'vrito shel Avraham Avinu. I mean, by that time, usually if the decent male, by that time the mila is over already, by the time he gets around to saying that, right? So, I mean, the Tosis brings a sheet that in Okinami, the Radzber sheet, says that you should be Bakpa to say it before. But Tosis disagrees. The Rabbeinu Tam says that he brings a riot from the Brigger Rebbe Eliezer. The meaning of the Brocha, La Chnisa B'Vrisa Shel Avraham Avinu, is not a Birchat HaMitzvot. It's a Brocha that's being maskier the elements of Mila, to make it clear that the purpose of what we're doing over here is bringing in Librito Shel Avraham Avinu, as opposed to doing some type of tribal rite, or some type of, who knows, maybe it's an Indian thing, the Lashem, big chief in the sky or whatever. So we have to make it clear that it's Brisa Shel Avraham Avinu that we mean over here. Okay, that's a different answer. It's just an interesting cycle. These are like very nogeadic issues. So in any event, if it's the Avia, then maybe Yenachinami. Meitzei, Baruch HaShem, Kedishanu, Mitzavet, Tzivanu, Al HaShchita. When you say Al HaShchita, when you say Lishchot? Well, because Hatanami, Hechinema, what's a guy supposed to say? Name Lishchot? To do Shchita? Now here, the correct years appears to be Lo Sagi, the Lav Shochet. There's something wrong if he wouldn't do Shchita. The Torah says, Shech the animal. Where did the Torah say Shech the animal? Says, if you want to eat an animal, you know, good thing, then go ahead and shech it. And maybe there's no mitzvah to do shechita. It's just that you have no choice but to do shechita. So if you're going to be doing shechita, you say Allah shechita. But why would you say lishchot? Again, the lad iu shachat is not exactly, and there are many yisod that don't have the word iu. But wow, who says you have to shech? Well, how about Pesach and Kachim, where you do have to shech? So what are you going to say over there, Michael Amima? In Okinami, maybe over there you should say lishchot. Those that have the gears to love Iyu Shachi indeed want to be medayik from here that the Baalim have a specific mitzvah to do the Shechita itself. Because of the Veshachat Vesamach, since the Shechita relates to the Smicha, the Smicha is only how you date the Baalim. So the Mashmaut is, okay, you make a Shliach, but the Iker mitzvah is for you. So maybe Enoch Inami, if that would be the case, you would say that's how they would learn the Shechita, to love Iyu Shachi. Mesvet. How about this? Ha'osevu lav la'atzmo. Mevorech shechiyanu v'kimonu v'gyanu hazman hazeh. We don't do this because we put the birchat shechiyanu together with all of the mitzvot at the time that you're doing it. So we're generally kollel many things with one shechiyanu. The same thing that we do with the birchot hashachar. We just put everything into a particular place. That way people won't come to forget the bracha and so on. But initially, you're being Isaac now. This is a wonderful feeling. The beginning of your Sukkot. You got your lulav and esrog. Putting it together. Not lo latzit. Well, you pick up the lulav. In order to be Yotze, you say Asher Kedeshanu Mitzvah Tzivanu Al Netilat Lulav. Why do you say Al Netilat Lulav? Why don't you say Lito Lulav? If you say over here, you have to say Liva Er, then you should have to say Lito Lulav. No, because Shinei Hatan, that's a different case. Because the Beina, the Agba, nothing. Since actually, the moment that you pick it up, you're already Yotze. All of the waving about and prancing and so on is just additions. But I mean, as far as the Ikra Mitzvah is concerned, you're a Mekayim the Mitzvah. Therefore, you should say Al. It's not a bracha about Talas. Talas points out it's something Isaac in the mitzvah throughout all of the Nanuim and everything that you do with your mitzvah is being Isaac in that mitzvah. So you could still be Mavarech on it even though you weren't Mavarech on it before. The Rambam, amazingly, actually paskins that if you make the bracha on the lulav before you pick it up at all, then you say, Li Tolu Lav. Not Al Matilatu Lav.
Shouldn't we do that anyway because we hold it up?
So, yeah, I mean, we don't. we'll talk about it. But normally, you don't take it al-manat, let's say, but therefore you don't really even need the whole upside down. This does support that over here. That's just like absolutely sure, because you want to have your full das biyotze after the bracha. So it says the Gemara, so then why does it say, it says over here, not lo latzeit bo. You shouldn't have said latzeit bo. You should have said yatsamo. Yatsamo, you say al-alulav, right? Enachinami. That's true. But mishum de kaboyle mit nasefa leishev basuka, since it goes through, it continues on in this brighter. You make your lulav shechiyano. You take it to be yotzei al netilas lulav. You're going to now be yotzei with your sukkah leishev basuka. So it says the same lashon latzeit. The generation I mean latzeit. The ketani sefer. What's the lashon of the sefer? Aluzu sukkah latzmo amar brokat hashem al shechiyano kibena begin al zman hazeh nichnas leishev ba amar brokat shekli shem al zman tivano leishev basuka. Bottom line is though the hilchita is al biur chametz. You should say al biur chametz, or you can say al biur. It's a big machlokas we've shown you. Rashi tells us learn al biur is optional. And when it comes to mila, we also say, says Rashi, it doesn't matter anymore. Because once we're ready to accept that al hamila could mean prior to the mila, then why should we change it for the aviyabet? Al also means latid. So in other words, we would like to be koveya bracha. We're koveya the bracha. We're koveya in a way that covers both the mahel and the father. So we won't change it, aliba the tzora. As far as the halacha is concerned, there are major, major machlokas in the Rishon. There's even a shita in the Rishonim that holds, this is rich shita, very interesting shita, who holds that you define the bracha you want to make according to how you feel about it. And if you have an option of saying al or lit, so whatever feels more appropriate for the particular occasion, you would assign, you know. Others are in the recess, no. There's definitely a time for all the brachas, I just haven't figured it out. In other words, I've seen enough of them to see that there's clear-cut patterns. There's a few that I'm unable to explain, but there is a time. But the brachas don't think that it's optional. There are those who say enochinami depends on the case. Again, in other words, if you didn't pick up the lulav, so then do say lito lulav, and so on, like the Rambam says. Then there are major machlokas as to what the overall structure of the rules are. The Rambam gives a very clear cut structure. He says, based on the sukkah, if this is a mitzvah that is specifically you who has to do it, so then it's lit. If this is a mitzvah which is already partially done, then it's al. So why al biur chametz he learns? Because in going to do the bedika, you've already been mavato belibcha, because you're already being isek, essentially, in getting rid of chametz, and therefore you've begun, whether you like it or not. In other cases where we find that the person isn't completely roy for the bracha, so then we'll do, in fact, we say the bracha in the middle. Let's say by lula, by netilat yadayim, al netilat yadayim, as we're going to see. Because, I mean, you first want to wash your hands before you make the bracha. What if your hands came out of the bathroom? Make the bracha before, you're not allowed to make the bracha. So therefore, generally speaking, in those kind of things, where you already started doing what you're doing, or by the lulav and esrog, where generally you pick it up, but your main focus is on them moving it around in halal, so all cases like that, you would also say al, because you're in the middle of a process of being Isaac and Mitzvah.
Sukkah, you always make it, you're ready in the Sukkah.
Yeah, but you don't sit yet for your achila. That's why the minute is, even those people who generally sit for Kiddush, stand for Kiddush until, because they want to make the bracha and then sit in the Sukkah. That's based on this.
You can't say Leishiv and Sukkah without sitting down?
Oh, say it first and then sit down. If you sit down, maybe then you are little Yotza and you say Allah Sukkah.
When you walk into the Sukkah.
When you walk into the sukkah, you shouldn't say leishev basukkah yet. You say leishev basukkah when you're kavua in the sukkah, which is primarily on your achila, is our minute. But that already is a separate issue. You know, which part of the yeshiva of the sukkah? Our minute is the Ashkenazi meaning anyway. It's the eater. You
definitely should be leishev on the bread.
But the kiddush is a unique situation because it's yayin and so on. Over there, that itself is a kiddush is kavata. That's for sure. You don't. At night, you don't. You say you're leishev basukkah then. You don't wait until the bread, right? No, the kiddush doesn't really have a kfilah to me. You kiddush on your own memory. But this is more of a sukkah sugya. Well, let's take a look at some of the other issues over here. How do we know bichlal? We're all taking for granted. We're all taking for granted that the issue over here is whether the mashmaut is liatid and therefore whether it's usable. But it seems to be a given that a bracha is made before instead of after. Now, why is that? That is based on the halacha that a bracha is basically an introduction to put someone in a matzav in which he's able to do the mitzvah. Therefore, it should be done before the mitzvah. Well, what's this language, over la'asiyatan? My mashmadai over, lishadak dumi. How does over come to mean before? Omra nakuba yitzvah dar makra, vayora tzaki matz, derech hakikar, vayya'avora takushi. So in other words, you pass something up and get there first, then you're over. Abaye Omer Miyach, we've had this so many times. Who Avar Lifteyem Vayishtachu Arza Sheva Pamim, so Yaakov goes up in front. Another raya is Vibayteba Miyacha Vayavor Malkam Lifneihem Vashem Barosha. And the Tziv actually learns that there's different meanings to these rayas. Because if you learn it from Vayavor Etakushi, then it's a process. So then when it would come to Nitzilat Yadayim, the first of Nitzilat Yadayim, then you're still being Osik until you dry your hands. You're being Vayavor Etakushi. So you can make your bracha in the middle, as long as you're in that process. Shaken, according to the other Lashon, Malkam Brosham would have to mean it was there first, and only then came something else. Okay, I mean, those are exactly the opposites of that. All right, what about the cases, indeed, where it doesn't work? That's what we're about to learn. Be'rav Amri. This is all true that you do a bracha before the mitzvah, unless we're talking about the mitzvah of tefillah with the tet, you're going into a mikveh, and shofar. Tefillah, I understand. I mean, tefillah, dakatagaka lo chazi. I mean, obviously, if I can't make the bracha, because I haven't gone to the mikveh, Rashi learns, because of the bracha that we were mitaken on tefillah of a balkeri, who wouldn't be able to make a bracha, we're mitaken all brachot tefillah in this fashion. Tosfos doesn't like this, because he says, we don't keep the din of Ezra. So what do you mean, we're mitaken a bracha for takanat Ezra? And why would that be? Tell me, a woman goes to the mikveh, so she should first go to the mikveh and then say Allah tefillah. I mean, why shouldn't she say litbo and then go to the mikveh? What's the excuse for that? But the truth is, there's a number of possibilities. Tefillat of geirim, it would be very difficult to say, Hashem kishon v'chad tefillah l'lifom. You're not Jewish yet. You can't say it there. And another suggestion that Tosfos makes is if you would say litbo, and then you come to the mikveh, put your toesies in, and go, ah, he couldn't do that for nothing. So that would turn out to be a bracha of Atola. And since as anybody who's tried to be toivel in the Arizal's mikveh knows, it's unlikely you'll get in all the way. So we're not going to make a bracha before you actually get in there. And so you'll say, all right, so get halfway in, but then you're not clothed, so you're not allowed to make a bracha. If you're not clothed, so wait until you get under the water already.
I'm sure you won't make it.
Doesn't the Gemara in
bracha say an interesting logistical approach?
Doesn't the Gemara in bracha say that the water actually hits halfway, which is going to steal genitals?
Well, it could. I mean, the Arizal's mikveh would. It has to be dirty water. Nowadays, it's now it's clean. There's no chiyuv. Well, there's no chiyuv. You don't make a bracha. So how about shofar? That I don't understand. I mean, the shofar part. What's the meaning of the shofar part? Chiteima. You'll say the meaning of the shofar part is because, as we know, lots of people make that bracha and then they can't get a sound out. So, let's first see the sound, then we'll make the bracha. Maybe that's the point. So for shechita, I mean, you shouldn't deal in the calculus tkiya. I mean, you can say the same thing about anything. You're going to do a shechita. How do you know shechita will be kosher? You're going to do a mila. How do you know the mila is going to be kosher? Elo amar of chista, chutz min hatfilah bilvad. Cut out the other one. Shofar, you do make the bracha. Before, we assume it'll be okay. Tfila, that we have our other reasons. Itma. V'vadu. Tani lami orchi. Tava. V'Allah.
Shofar, if he doesn't get a tkiya, then somebody else will take over. I'm making a rock. If he doesn't succeed, somebody else can pick up the sugar.
Well, you can try and try again.
But somebody else takes over.
Everybody's made. No. We took this out. Tovalvi, Allah, indeed it says in the Braita, once a person is tovel, and then he comes out, so ba'aliyato omer. So when he puts his head out of the water, then he says the Braita. And it continues the Mishnah, so we finally figured out what or means.
It only goes backwards.
And, sorry?
It doesn't only go backwards. Litvo could really, might be either way. Allah Tvila only means. I mean, Litvo only means.
Before.
The other one could be both.
Correct. So we found out what or means. We found out when it is, why you have to do the or, what the mitzvah is on the or. But we didn't figure out why necessarily it has to be with an er. It says we are on er. We're up to the next piece of the mitzvah. How do we get the idea that you have to use an er? You know what I mean? Omer of Chist, actually we learn this from a pasuk. It's a series of gezeira shavos. So we learn one mitziah from another mitziah, and the second mitziah from chipus, and we learn chipus from another chipus, then we learn chipus from Neirot, and then we learn Neirot from there. So it's really very straightforward. And here's how it goes. Mitziah. So you want to get rid of that yimatzeh by being motzeh it first, okay? Now, it says in the Lashon of mitziah, vayechapes, so when it came to searching for the Gevi'ah, we did a chipus to find. So now it's clear that you need to do a chipus, a search, in order to avoid a metzia at the wrong time. You do a chipus at the right time. Okay. How do you do a chipus? Well, now that we know that metzia and chipus are related, we learned that metzia from that chipus, now chipus should be looked to the posik of Neirot, because it says, V'etahi achapeset Yerushalayim bin Neirot. So that means I have to look, if I'm doing a chipus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking very, very well over here to find all the avonot and so on, so he'll use Neirot. So you say, but that's Dafke Neirot. Ah, but I also learned Neirot from Ner. Dichtim Ner Hashem Nishmat Adam Chofes Kochadre Bot. And we'll see that Tosfos says, we don't learn Neirot from Ner. We're learning Chipus from Ner. Why do you say we're learning Neirot from Ner? The Tosfos explains, because the Chofes Kochadre Bot is not a reference to the Ner. The Nishmat Adam. Well, how do we, Nishmat Adam extends over the entire body of a human. Brings life to the whole thing, so to speak. But what's a, you can't bring a ray that Ner from Chipus. So therefore, we need first to establish the chipus of Yerushalayim, and then we see that Neirot can also be a single ner, and that way we're using the chipus of Neirot to compare it to the chipus of a ner echad. Tanit Rebbe Rabbi Yishma. The Gemara is going to go into why we need all these separate steps. Tanit Rebbe Rabbi Yishma. Leile arba'asar botkinat ha-chametz li'or ha-ner, af api she'in raya le-davar. Obviously, we're not seriously trying to bring a raya. I mean, you can't bring a raya anyway, even if it were the raya. You can't bring a raya for psukim and tamath. In Nach, you can't bring a raya. We're going over here for all types of psukim, which clearly are not a raya, but they're a zeichel le-davar. They're like a remez that allows you to see the way that the Torah views chippus. Shenema shivat yamim sar lo yimatse, v'omer v'echapes bagadol ha-ichel v'katan kala, ואומר בעת ההיא אחפש את ירושלים בני רוב, ואומר, נראה שם נשמת אדם חופש כוחד ריבת. Why do you need the last piece? מי ואומר? Because וכי תימה היי בעת ההיא כולה היא, דקום רחמן. Maybe on the contrary, maybe the use of candles instead of spotlights is in order not to show up too much bad in Yerushalayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu might be saying, look, okay, we'll do sort of a semi-bedika. We'll use Neirot. But of course, if you're looking, you want to look well, don't use Neirot. I mean, so maybe you can't use this pasuk. So then maybe it would, lo badikel av Yerushalayim ben Nadav Vuka. I'm not going to use a torch, which would show up everything. The nafish nura tuva. Instead, I will use a light of a candle. Nahura de shraga. De zuter nahura tve. Since it only has a little bit of light, it will only show up the terrible things. So avon rabah mishtakeach. But avon zutar lo mishtakeach. At least that way, we won't have such a heavy burden of sin in Yerushalayim. So then you should not use a ner if you're looking for chametz, because there you do want to find the chametz. Tashma ner Hashem nishmat adam. Therefore, it comes to you. But no, actually, the chofes kochad rebater, a nice metaphor for that, is a ner Hashem. Tan rabbanan ein botkin lo lo or hachama velo lo or halavana. We do not use the light of the sun, and we do not use the light of the moon. Velo lo or havuka, we do not use the light of a torch. The best way to look for something is a candle, not a torch. How exactly did you get the sun up? I'm not quite sure what we mean. You said, don't use Or HaChama. What's the case that you can't use the Or HaChama? I mean, I'm assuming that you didn't manage to bring the sun there early Arba'asa. So you missed your Bedika. It's now the morning. So you're saying you can't use the sun, you have to light a candle. Where exactly are you? Where's this Chama? I assume it's outdoors, otherwise how can you use the sun? But if it's outdoors, you don't need to do a bedika at all in a chatzer. Because there's always crows, as anybody who's trying to keep them off of their porch knows. There's always crows out there, and they'll get anything that you leave. By the way, this is another raya that is brought. I told you I'll keep bringing you, back to the issues that we've discussed. This is another raya that's brought, that there's no chiyuv of a bedika on crumbs. Because certainly when birds eat the thing, they'll often leave little crumbs. So why don't I still have to do the bedika to get rid of pirurim? Apparently there's no chiyuv of a bedika on pirurim. Find other rayas of the same type later. It doesn't say that. It says the orvim. So then we don't need orvim. You should say that. Ela ba'achsadra. So what are we talking about? It's basically a porch, but the sun streams in. Amar Rava achsadra lo ran yivdeket. Rava said that you do use the light of the sun in an achsadra. So then why does it say you can't use the light of the sun? It's talking about where you have a sunroof, skylight. So where exactly are you searching? I mean, if you're searching directly in the light that's coming through the skylight, that's the equivalent of the achsadra. So why would that be no good? So yochi haino ivlu bahari aruba haino achsadra, and then you're basically outdoors. What it says, in other words, it means is, don't use the light of the sun that's not directly being shined upon, even though it's very bright, because the sun is in the middle of the room. But if it's not directly under the light, then you can't use, you have to turn on your ner. The avuka low? You're telling me you can't use a torch, but the ner is better than the torch. What about in Omar Rava? My dichtiv, Rava himself gives a metaphor for Habakkuk's vision of tzadikim latid lavo. So what's the meaning of the noga ka'or tiyeh karnaim miyadolo? But here we have tzadikim that are sitting with halos of noga around them, and that noga is like the or of my separations. It's the or hagonus that is shining out with rays. Karnaim, of course, not Michelangelo, but, you know, the real ones, the Karan or Panav kind of Karnai. And that comes miyadolo, that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands to the tzadikim. V'sham chavyon uzo. And there is hidden the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, l'mat tzadikim domim bifnei shechina, says Rava, and here this is the problem to our sugya, the comparison of the tzadikim in this pasuk of the noga of the or to the shechina, where the or is coming from, is kener bifnei havuka. That is equivalent to a candle in the presence of a torch. Obviously the torch is considered to be more powerful. V'yomar Rava, if you're coming to Havdalah, where you want to talk about the difference between or and choshech, don't use a candle. The best mitzvah would be to use a torch, which is why we have the Havdalah candles that are basically torches, more than one wick that burns together. So why is it no good for B'dikas Chometz? If this is the metaphor and this is the best light for Havdalah, let us use the light of a torch for B'dikas Chometz. Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak, a number of reasons. First of all, a torch cannot be inserted under your bed. I mean, unless you want to have a lot of light. Rav Zvi Amar, Rav Zvi said, Ze oro lefanav, Ze oro leacharav. The torch shines in your eyes. The candle doesn't affect, it's not broad enough, it doesn't affect your eyes. It shines so that you can see in front of it. Where a torch, you can't see in front of it anymore. You're blinded by the torch. Rav Papa Amar, Hai bayit v'hai lo bayit. If you're going to use a torch, you're going to not be concentrating on your batika, you're going to be concentrating on what's in range of the torch. So yeah, you don't want to burn your house down. Ravina Amar, Hai moshech nur av hamik tefektufi. The difference is that a candle burns straight and clean, whereas a torch is constantly jumping. The light on it is flickering. Miktav is like to jump. And therefore, it doesn't give you an even light, so you can't pick up the chametz. Would you like a candle?
Yes,
to the marlo about the risulo lometz mevatele. But Tanya, I yoshe bebet amidrash niskar shish chametz betov betov mevatlo belibo. Echad Shabbat ve'echad Yom Tov. Now, Shabbat could be Erev Pesach. B'shkakel ha'gron. Shechal ha'arba asar liot b'Shabbat. But Yom Tov? Yom Tov is always batar Yisrua. Omer Ravacha b'yakav, Ravacha b'talmid yoshir v'tei ha'bo askinan. V'niskar shish yisar mevogalat betok beto. U'mit yarei shem ha'tachmit. So therefore, kodem u'mabatalei, before it becomes chametz. Tekad amirikhtani ha'yoshir v'tok beta midrash, shma amina. Omer Rabba baravun amir Rabba, pachi ipsha. Kivan shirib, tamatzah muterat, ahechidomi. Even with the other brother chametzi, who cares if rab tabak, matzah, my habit. Elu de lo yadina bay chametzu umatzu. What's the difference if it's rib tamatzah? Afilu kilo rib tamatzah nami. Nezel butter batra. Milot zan moch dimtsu lifte sochari de ima leolam maaser. Barabayet chulin. Yerushalayim depends when. Bishat haregel maaser, bishayim otashana chulin. And Rishmaya Barzir explained the reason is Ho'il v'shukei Yerushalayim asuyin liyitchabed b'cho yom, which is certainly the case of a chametz drawer. So Alma Amrinan kamoy kamoy asile v'anei achrinan inu. Why don't we say the same thing about this pot? Must be your chametz is gone kama kama asil, and this is matzah. Maya yinashem shani avdi yipusha mochiach iluya that it's old. If that's the case, yipusha mochiach leal. Who cares how much matzah there is? My having. So then again, we're going back to two. Then it's pshita. No, lo tzricha di pusha meruba. Mao, the dema given du pusha meruba in laim milta de bade chametz ma'ayu. We just didn't get it out. Kamash v'lan. Kivan shirabu yimei matzah. You have something to be tailored in. You're tailored in the fact. Amrina ko yuma v'yuma. Nahama chamima afa v'shoda iluya. and that encouraged the growth of the mold, the upshot. My Mabarak, Papi Amr Mishpeda Rava, Liva Er Chametz. Rav Papa Amr Mishpeda Rava, Albi Ur Chametz. So, Biliva Er Kuli Amalo Pligi Devari La Ba Mashma, Ki Pligi, the Albi Ur, Mar Savar Mi Ikara, Mashma, Mar Savar La Ba Mashma, Meze. Baruch Hashem Rishonu Mitzvot Avet Zivano Al Hamila, Hatam Eche Neima, Neima La Mul, Ba, Lo Sagit Avi Umayo. So, what are you going to tell me about Avi Aben Michael Meimer? Well, I'll tell you in Afinami. Let him say Lamul, Meze. Baruch Hashem Kedushanu Tavitzibanu Ala Shkita. Nu, what do you expect him to say? Eche Neima, Neima Lishchot, Lo Sagid Elavi Yishachat. What are you going to say about Pesach Vekachi Michael Neima? I'll tell you enough in Ami. Meisvei, Oso Lulot Be'atzimam Avarash Hashem Kedushanu Tavitzibanu Ala Shkita. Not lo, let's say to Bo, Meru Hashem Kedushanu Tavitzibanu Al Vetilat Ulav. Shani Atan Dvina Da Agbaha already was not Fakabek. So then why does it say, let's say to Bo? Should say Yad Sabo, in a chinami. But Mishum Tegaboy, Lamitna Seifa, Leishev Basuka, Tanarish Nami, let's say it bo. Tiktani Seifa, Sukha, Latsmo, Amroch, Shekhrosh, Hashem, Shekh Yonavikimanu, Vigyanal, as Manazet, Nichnas, Leishev Bo, Amroch, Shekhrosh, Hashem, Sabitifano, Leishev Basuka, Veilchata, Albi Urchamates. The Kuliam on Yami Korabin of Ruhi, Minala, Jam Revy, Namish Mokar, Mitzvot, Mavarakalem, over last Yatan. My Mashra, Revelation of Dagdunio, אמר נחה ביסטר מקרב היוצא חמאס דרך הכיכר ויעבור את הקושי הבא אמר מיוח והוא עבר לפניהם ויבאי תימה מיוחה ויעבור מלכם לפניהם ושם ראשה ברב אמרי this doesn't apply to תפילה and to שופר תביא שלהם את תפילה אני אסתן לכתגב לא חזי שופר מה איתה אמר וכי תימה דילמה משום דילמה מקלקלה תקיע זה יוחי אפילו שחית המילה זה the same thing אלא אמר חיסטר חוץ מן התפילה בלבד תנינה מיוחי Tova v'yola ba'aliyato omer baruch hasher kedushanu v'tzivanu al ha'tvila li'or ha'ner minani miliyam rav chista lomadu mitziya mimitziya mitziya mechipuz chipuz bechipuz chipuz b'nei rot nerot miner mitziya mimitziya k'tivah ha'shivat yivim sor lo yimatzei bevatechen v'yivatam v'yichapes v'gedol ha'chel v'katan kala v'yimatzei mitziya mechipuz didei so yimatzei chipuz related chipuz can be learned from neirot yichtibet ha'yichapes k'yushlaim b'neirot Neirod miner dektiv ner Hashem nishmat adam chofes kol chadrei batim. Tonen v'rei b'shmal leil arba'a sabot kinen chameis oran her avo b'shein ra'ayah l'davar zech l'davar shenem ha'shivat yamim sar l'yum yimatzei v'omer v'chapes b'gadol ha'chel v'katan kalam v'beit ha'yah chapes at Yerushalayim b'neirod v'omer ner Hashem nishmat adam chofes why do we need the last v'omer v'yitema Hi, but he's a cooler. The Kamar Rachmana. Listen, I'm going to take it easy on you guys. Lo badiknu lo b'Yerushalayim, but in Urda Avuka, which would have been better, because it's nafish nura tuva. Elo b'nura shraga the zutar nura tvei. The avon rabba mishtakach and avon zutar lo mishtakach. No, tashmane Hashem nishbat adam. Tana rabba nadin botin lo lo racham avu lo lo ravan avu lo lo ravuka. Elo lo or haner b'tashar haner yafel b'dika. V'yaf papi she'in raya l'davar. Zecher davar shem shivat yamim tzor lo yamatzev vadechem em vechapes pagedol lachel veomre beit hayach apes yishmushalayim benorot vaner shem nishmat adam chofes kol chadrei batim hai or hachama eich idami hinei me bechatzer amar rav hachatzer natzricha bedika at all v'vdei sha'orvim mitzuyim sham ela b'achsadra amar rav actually you could use the yachsad the or hachama lo oranim deket lo tzricha le'aruba debacheder nu where eche yilab adi aruba why not I know achsadra Elovit studied and Avuka lo. The Omer Rav Amayde Chliv and Noga Gorti Akarnai Miadolo Veshem Chavion Uzo. The Mat Sadikim Nomim Bifnei Shchina Kiner Bifnei Avuka. So obviously Avuka is brighter. Furthermore, Omer Rav Avuka La Avdala Mitzvah Ben Amufka. Omer Dachar Bar Yitzchak Zeh Yocholak Niso Lachorin Lusdakim. Vezeh Ino Yocholak Niso Lachorin Lusdakim. Rav Zvid Amar Zeh Oro Lefanav Vezeh Oro Leacharav. Rav Pop Omer Hai Bayit V'hai lo bayit, Rabbi Amar, hai moshach nura, v'hai mikta fakstufin.